Hello.
Hello, am I having a word with Jerry?
Yes.
Hey Jerry, this is Josh Baker from the compliance team of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing glad. Thank you so much for asking. So, Jerry, the purpose of me calling you is that I recently got to know about the concern that you raised and your unsatisfactory experience with the project. So I would like to know a bit detail from your end and want to know what led to this matter so that I can further look into this. So you can let me know what the concern was and why this concern took place.
Yeah, can you hang on just a minute? Let me put
Sure,
you on
sure.
speaker. My wife is sitting here and I want her to listen.
Sure thing. I'm here.
Maybe this is Josh from Creative Design Agency.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Josh?
Yep, I can't hear you.
Okay, well, this all started this afternoon when Raphael called me. I'm going to say around 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I got the initial impression that he didn't really know a lot about the project and how we've gotten to the point where we are now. But, we went through, what I thought should, or what I was expect, or what we were expecting. And as the day went on, and then he recontacted me this evening, and Raphael seems to be under the impression that, excuse me, that he's just gonna dictate to us, what is gonna happen with the project. He's pushing the, he's wanting us to pay another $2,000 to get the ISBN number, and excuse me,
God bless.
I was quoted by another guy, and I can't recall his name right at the moment, $2,000 for additional services that we actually do need. As far as the ISBN number and registering it with the Library of Congress, and there was a couple of more things. But to be honest with you, we're to the point where we're not willing to continue doing business with you simply because we believe that our project has just been handed from one person to the next. I think we've had three, maybe four people that have been in charge of it. Excuse me. Excuse me just a moment, please.
Sure.
And if you'll go back and read through our email exchanges or our message exchanges in the design agency's, I guess you'd call that the internal email service in your agency.
Yep, that is correct.
Early on, we determined that, we don't want any services beyond the editing, simply because we had a bad experience. Not with our publisher of the first book in this series. They were wonderful. But we just determined by the amount of money that it cost us to do that, we had no ROI with that first book, and we're expecting no ROI with the second book. We were kind of forecasting that our ROI would come into play when the third book is published. That's kind of our, that's the way we're looking at it. So for you guys to try and sell us another service and another service and another service over the 6 months that we've been doing business with you guys, you keep trying to sell us something and get us to pay money up front. One quote was $10,000 to advertise on the billboards in Times Square, And it's just become laborious for us because we're not looking. This is just a fun project for us. It's supposed to be. That's the way we're looking at it. We're not depending on this for income. You know, if it only winds up being a legacy, you know, mm-hmm. so our descendants can come back and find the work that we did. Hey, that would be wonderful. But, you know, once that third book is completed and published or, mm-hmm. you know, ready to publish, then that is the point where we would really make the decisions to spend, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 to do if mm-hmm. we felt like the quality of the work was there.
I got your point.
Yeah, but for Raphael to call this afternoon while I was home for lunch and explain that, oh, it's a half off sale. It was $3,000, now it's $2,000, mm-hmm. and Jerry had explained to him, okay, send me the information in the email with the cost, and we'll let you know by Friday. Raphael did that, sent the email, and then decided that he was going to call at dinner time to ask if we were going to spend the $2,000 after it was specific this afternoon. We would look at it and let you know by Friday. And then for Raphael to be patronizing and belittling to my husband on the phone as if we work for him instead of the other way around is unnecessary, it's unprofessional, and it's not appreciated. And that's where the problem comes in. For 6 months, you guys have had the book. We've been waiting for editing. Raphael's big kick was that Jerry wasn't responding fast enough for him, and that's what was holding this up, which, as we told Raphael, that's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living to just get the edit from the book. We're expecting, as Jerry explained to Raphael, we paid for a service and we paid for a product. You haven't even delivered the initial product. And for you to contact us 3 times in one day to ask us for more money when we don't even have what we spent the initial money on is ridiculous and uncalled for. Can you understand that?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. I am getting to know everything that you have said, and that completely makes sense. If I go with each and every word that you have said, that completely makes sense, and that is one of the reasons why I personally decided to give you a call. I personally am from the compliance team, and I personally work on these things to understand where the satisfaction level of the client went the other way around. And that is something that we never compromise on. That customer quality, the client quality is something that we never compromise on. I really want to thank you for bringing this into my notice, into our notice, the way Raphael treated you on call, the way you mentioned that he was thinking that you people work for him instead of other way around. So I really am sorry from the bottom of my heart, and this is something that would not be tolerated in our own company as well. I will be filing a complaint for Raphael. I will be escalating this to my senior management as well to have a look into this and also extract the recording that he had a word with you. And I completely am ashamed. I completely am sorry for the way he treated you. Please accept my sincere apologies on the way he had a word with you on the call and the way he had the whole conversation. That is not the purpose of us as Penguin Book Writers. That is not something that we do. So I really am sorry from my whole company, on behalf of my whole company. In regards to the conversation that took place regarding the ISBN number and the LCCN, that is something that we discuss at the end towards the publishing. That is just something that we update the client about, that it is required in order to proceed ahead with the publishing. But considering how this whole situation has been, I personally would be giving all these services from my end. This is something that I personally am going to use my coupon, and I am going to give this at no cost to you. That is something that I am going to have a word with my team. I'm going to use the coupons that I have, and I am personally going to take care of the concern for you, the ISBN of your books, along with that, the LCCN number as well. So these are the concerns that I personally am going to look into this from my end as well. And in regards to the project as a whole, I will be having this expedited further. So within this week, you are going to see a progress, more progress on this particular project, and you surely would be satisfied with the results, how they're going to move forward from this call onwards. And I personally am going to share the number with you, Jerry and Doreen both. You personally can reach out to me at any point you feel that you are not satisfied or there's any concern, but I won't let you reach that point because obviously I will be having a meeting with my team after this call. I will brief them about the way things happen with Rafael and also your project manager, why there were delays. I personally am going to escalate both of these concerns. So I am on board on this. I am going to escalate both of these concerns, and you are shortly going to see the positive feedback and a positive result on this, because this is something that we as a company would not expect to tolerate at all.
Well, thank you. That's nice to hear. I think we've been more than generous with our time and our efforts to, you know, to try. And we understand editing. You know, the first book in the series. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been through this with another publisher.
Jerry, trust me, I personally, I'm sorry to cut you off, trust me, personally when you shared your side of the story and when Doreen shared her side of the story as well, I personally am completely ashamed right now because this is something that we personally do not expect, and we really are thankful to our clients as well by the way they escalate their concerns. That is one way for us to understand how our employees are working. We surely are looking into the project as a whole, but obviously it's the feedback that gets to us, and that's the time where we understand how our employees are working. So this is something that we won't tolerate at any cost, and I personally am going to take strict actions on this whole behavior as well. And regarding the charges and everything, I absolutely, in terms of delivery and every single thing, I did update you that along with expediting this project, I am going to look into all of these concerns. And apart from that, I personally will be assuring that no other marketing strategist or no other person is reaching out to you for any additional payments. If there is any such concern or anything to be discussed, I personally am going to be calling you on this to have in regards to any discussion whatsoever. So it's going to be the project manager that's going to be working on your project. And if there's anything regarding the marketing or anything like that, that is something that I personally am going to update you. And there will be no coercion, no forcing at all. That's just one side of the picture. But since you already shared that you are not planning to go ahead and make this book as your source of earning, like that is one thing that most of the clients, like most of the authors, they do plan for going like a big worldwide marketing and all that. But now on this call, I do understand your main motive behind this whole project. And trust me, I won't let any person reach out to you like this. And I personally will be on board on this as well.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
And before we let you go, I really am sorry for the way Rafael behaved with you. And I sincerely want to apologize for that.
Oh, and we accept your apology, Josh. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for both of you. And I personally am going to have a meeting. I will be signing off for the day after this call. I'll have a meeting with my team tomorrow, with my editing team as well, so that I can get a brief with them on this project. And I personally will be expediting this further. So you're going to see more progress on this. And I will be sending you an email as well with my personal contact details. So at any point you have any sort of concerns, I will be your go-to man, and you can always let me know. I will have my ways to escalate this to the senior management.
Thank you, Josh. We appreciate it. We really do.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much, Jerry and Doreen. And would there be anything else that I can help from my end at this time?
At this time, no.
Thank you so very much. Take care of yourself. Wishing you a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.